الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وصلى الله وسلم على آخر الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. Then one of the most important affairs, يا أيها الإخوان وأخوات, brothers and sisters, an affair that Islam has come to perfect and to give importance to is the affair of manners, character, and having good character. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said regarding his character, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are upon a lofty character. The character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very high. And we mentioned in another dars yesterday the example found in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said, كُنْتُ رَدِيفَ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَلَى الْهِمَارِ. I was riding along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon a donkey. So in this hadith, ya ikhwan, you find that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regardless of the fact that he was Sayyid Waladi Adam, he was the leader of the children of mankind, the best of mankind, you find the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveling upon a donkey. Not only was he riding upon this donkey, you also find that he had a companion upon it. And not only did he have a companion upon it, you find that his companion was young in age. So undoubtedly, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the best of character. And with that, he also ordered his ummah. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with the people with good manners, with a good character. Today's reminder for the sisters and for the brothers is one of importance. And there are two or three fatawa of our Shaykh, the great Imam Abdullah ibn Baz, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And I was not capable of finding these fatawa in Arabic, but I did find an Urdu translation of it. So if I break out in Urdu in the middle of the dars, I ask the brothers to excuse me. The Messenger of Allah, Afwan, the questioner, she sends a question to the Mufti Sabiqan of Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyyatul Saudiyya, and she says that my husband, may Allah protect him, although he is one who is fearful of Allah, and he has good manners, nevertheless, he does not show any concern for me. He doesn't speak to me in a manner in which it shows that he is concerned, but rather he always lowers me. And then on top of this, he blames me for his manners with myself. But Allah knows that by the praise of Allah, and all praise is due to Allah, I complete all of his rights. I care about his relaxation. I care about giving him a house with serenity. And any affair that he does not like, I refrain from. Even though I do all of this, he does not treat me good. He remains far from me. And I am patient upon this. I allow him to be like this and I remain patient. Whenever I ask him for something, or if I want to speak to him about a certain affair, he becomes angry with me. He starts yelling at me. On the opposite, when he is with his friends, when he is with his peers, he is always happy. He's smiling, laughing. I have always only interacted or only met with bad interaction from him. I have always only received yelling from him. This manner of his sometimes is very heavy upon me, that I begin to think, why not just leave this house? Alhamdulillah, I am a woman who is educated to a certain degree. And with the permission of Allah, I can attempt to take care of myself. Fadilat al-Shaykh. If I leave this house with my children and I teach them and I raise them in righteousness, if I can do this, and I can take the weight of whatever difficulties I encounter in this life, am I going to be a sinner? Or should I remain in this affair? Should I remain in this condition? And should I just pass the rest of my days in this manner? The Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he gives the answer and he says, there is no doubt in this, that Allah has ordered both the husband and the wife to live in righteousness amongst each other. Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says in Surah An-Nisa, the 19th ayah, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them in goodness. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ. The mukhatib here is the husbands. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them in goodness. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, the 228th ayah, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. And for them, the women, for them is similar to what is upon them from righteousness. وَلِلْرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ And the men have a level over them. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ And for them is the likeness of what is upon them. Meaning for them, from their husbands, they also have the same right as the husbands have upon them. So where the husbands have a right that the women should remain with them upon righteousness, good manners, and good etiquette, in this ayah, Allahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ For them is the same thing. The men must deal with the women in the same manner. Live a righteous and good life. Show them good manners. وَلِلْرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ And indeed the men, they have a level over them. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, he says, Al-birru husnul khuluq. Al-birru husnul khuluq. Righteousness is husnul khuluq, is having good manners, having a good character. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا The most perfect of the believers in their iman are the best of them in their character. وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم The best of you are those that are best to their wives. وأنا خيركم لأهلي And I am the best of you to my wife, or to my wives, or to my family. Other than these ayat and these ahadith, that generally entice the Muslim men and women to have good character, to deal with each other in goodness and righteousness, and to live amongst each other in a manner which is befitting, there are many other ahadith that entice the husband and the wife to live in this manner amongst each other. If this is what Allah has ordered us with amongst the general people, then what about dealing with your wife? What about dealing with your husband? What about dealing with your relatives? Undoubtedly, this has more importance. The Shaykh, he continues. He says, I am going to advise you based upon the book of Allah and the statements of Allah in the Quran. And I'm going to advise you to continue to be patient. And that you should not leave your house. Because in this action you will find an abundance of good and a good ending, insha'Allah. Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Anfal, Wasbiru inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with those that are patient. Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Indeed, the one who has taqwa and is patient, then Allah will not waste the reward of the doers of good. Surah Yusuf, the 90th ayah. And Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Surah Az-Zumar, the 10th ayah. Indeed, Allah will reward the patient ones without enumeration. And Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, the 49th ayah, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And be patient. indeed the ending is for the people of At-Taqwa. The Shaykh, he continues and he says, with your husband, remain with him with an attentive heart, speak to him in a good manner, and through this, Allah will soften his heart towards you. Your speech with him will become a means of softening your husband's heart. And he will come towards completing your right. As long as he is completing your rights and bringing you or completing those affairs that are important, continue to deal with him in this manner until Allah opens up his heart and he is ready to accept what you are requesting from him. And if Allah does not open this up, then leave those requests that you have in this dunya. In the end, it is you who will be praised, inshaAllah. The Shaykh, he finishes and he says, may Allah increase you in patience and steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct the affair of your husband. May he guide him to that which is good. May he guide him to have good character. May he guide him to show good manners to his wife. May he guide him to the straight path. Indeed, it is he who guides to the straight path. The second question. This woman, sister, she sends a question again to Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And she says that, I've been married for 25 years. I have many kids. Even though I face many difficulties by way of my husband. Many times in front of my children, in front of my relatives, and in front of just anyone, he will lower me. He will speak about me in a manner which is not befitting. He never speaks good of me. As long as he is in the house, I cannot be relaxed. As long as he is in the house, I cannot be relaxed. It is when he leaves the house when I become relaxed. Let me also say, he prays. He is fearful of Allah. I hope that you can guide me towards a path which will be of benefit to me. جزاكم الله خيرا. الشيخ عبد العزيز ابن باز. Look at the questions, ya ikhwan, and then look at the answers. He says, my sister, be patient. Speak to him in a good manner. Advise him in a good manner. Remind him of the hereafter. Maybe in this manner he will return to the truth. Maybe in this manner he leaves off bad character. But if he remains upon this, then know that he will be the criminal. He will be the sinner. and for your patience and your steadfastness, you will be deserving of a great reward. During your salah and in your general affairs, supplicate. Continue to supplicate to Allah that Allah guides him to the straight path, shows him what good manners are, and that Allah saves you from his and the harm, that Allah saves you from his harm and the harm of others. Keep seeking your reward. Remain steadfast. If you find yourself not completing a right of Allah or the rights of your husband, seek forgiveness from your Creator. It is possible that this is inflicting you because of a sin that you have committed. For this reason, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says in Surah Ash-Shura, the 30th ayah, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعَفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ. And what inflicts you from inflictions, then it is by what your own hands have put forth, and He forgives much of it. There is no problem in you going to his father, his older brothers, or any one of his relatives regarding this affair, that they should advise him to remain with you in a good manner. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them upon goodness, righteousness. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. And for them is the likeness of what is upon them. And we just went through this ayah. May Allah rectify your affair and his affair. May Allah guide your husband. May Allah guide him to that which is correct. And may Allah allow the both of you to remain together upon righteousness and upon guidance. The next fatwa. Because of some affairs, the questioner, if someone finds their life has become difficult with their husband because of some affairs, what is the legislative ruling upon seeking a divorce? My husband is an ignorant man. He does not know of my rights. He continuously curses and mocks my parents. He calls me a Jew, a Christian, a Rafili. But because of my children, I remain with this individual's evil character. I am patient upon it. But when I find it to be too heavy, I find that sabr becomes difficult for me. And sometimes I let go of being patient. I hate this man in such a manner that I do not even like speaking to him. In these type of conditions, I requested a divorce. But he refused. For 6 years, I have been living in this individual's house as though I do not know him or I am a divorced woman. But he will not give me divorce. Please give me a beneficial answer. The Shaykh, he says, if the husband's manners are as you have stated, then there is no problem in you seeking out the divorce. To save yourself from him, there is even no problem in asking for a khul'ah. His evil speech, his oppressive ways, and his evil manner of living, to take a divorce from him or to have him divorce you, then give him some money so he can leave you alone. If, for the sake of your children and for your own sake, to take care of yourself financially, you can bear what he does, and along with this, you can advise him in a good manner, and that you continue to make dua to Allah to guide him, then we hope from Allah that Allah will reward you with goodness and a good result because of these actions. We also will turn to Allah and supplicate to Allah to guide this individual. All of this is only if this man offers the salah. And that he does not mock the religion. If he has left the salah, or if he mocks the religion, then he is a kafir. And if this is the case, then you remaining with him, or giving him power over you, is not allowed. Because the ulama are in agreement that Islam, the one who curses Islam as a religion and mocks it, is a kafir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, the 65th and 66th ayah. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Say, regarding Allah and His verses and His messenger, do you mock? Do not seek excuses. You have disbelieved after you believe. Also, the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَةِ. Between a man and disbelief and shirk is the abandonment of the salah. The statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْأَحْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمُ الصَّلَةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The covenant between us and them is the salah. The one who leaves it, then indeed they have disbelieved. what is between us and them is the salah. Wallahu al-musta'an. And Allah is the aider. These were three fatawa, ya ikhwan, that we were reading, which we find that these manners are limited here. That you find a Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Ibaz, in all three of them, number one, reprimanding the husband for being the way he was. Number two, advising the woman to advise him in different manners. Your advice to your husband, and this goes vice versa, can be with you showing good manners. And you showing good manners is not if your wife or your husband is showing you bad manners, you show them good manners for 5 minutes. And if it doesn't do anything, you revert back to being the way they are. It may take months of you having to show good manners for them to take an effect upon the other person. And then advising with patience. And you find that in all three of them, was the Shaykh quick to say, seek out divorce? Even in the last one, where the man was clearly not of the example of the men in the first two, right? He's calling her a Yahudi, a Nasrani, a Rafidi, right? Cursing her and her parents. Even then the Shaykh said, what? Remain patient. Advise him. May Allah give us tawfiq to act upon these words of advice. We'll suffice with this amount for today. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والله يبارك فيكم.